Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes. The Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. We'll get back into the Rachel Nichols, Maria Taylor thing. Maybe we'll ask Frank Isola. He's known Rachel for years as well. Yikes. Yikes.
Yikes is right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how does that, what is, yeah, how does that get, how do you, can you fix that?
Yeah, it's curious, Doug. I'm with you. I don't know how you just said it earlier. How do you put the genie back in the bottle? I don't know. I mean, as I said, you could say a lot of things and people might not be happy with it. If she went on a rant and said that Maria Taylor wasn't better than her and all that, I think people could deal with that. You know what I mean? That's how you feel. You could deal with that. But once the race part is in, it's just hard for people to overlook that. And I'm talking about coworkers and other people.
So help me out here. Obviously, there's not a ton of white NBA players. Okay? But is there a discussion to be had about what Jalen said and really didn't back down from in regards to Kevin Love, where he said that Kevin Love's only on the team because they didn't want to set an all-black team. Basically, Kevin Love only got the job because he's a white guy.
Yeah, I think there's two sides of this. And one is misinformed, right, because there had already been four black teams, you know. So I think in that stance with Jalen, but and I'm not trying to make it like it's race is involved. So I hear what you're saying.
Right.
But I think in this case, one is uninformed or misinformed.
I don't think Jalen was informed. I don't think he called anybody. I think that's just one of those things he thought.
That was a knee jerk and without doing the research. Like if you're going to make that claim,
All you got to do is call the USA basketball guys to be like, look, man, here's the deal. Some of these guys didn't want to go. You know, some of these guys are in contract years. They don't want to possibly get hurt. They don't want to go to the bubble. He played for us before. Plus, we need a shooting big who can bang. We can play at the five, at the four. If he doesn't play, it's no big deal. Right? He doesn't care. He just wants to be a part of a winner. Like, right. All these things would, like, really? For real? That's now, he could still think it, but yes, he did not do the due diligence. But he still, he did, in fact, say it. And he said it live on air, right? So I just, it's, and now he said it on a radio show, whatever, but he didn't say it on TV. But, you know, yeah, again, I don't, the idea that Rachel, it shouldn't have been recorded, but it doesn't excuse what she said.
Right. 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 Like, and everybody says that, oh, well, who was the, I just forgot his name, the owner of the Clippers, Donald Sterling.
Donald Sterling,
Like, right? Okay, this is a private conversation. But he said it, right? And once it came out the bottle, what happened, Doug? The franchise that he had owned for forever and whatnot, he was forced out, right? Because even if it was a private conversation, people heard it. And it made you look at him at a different way. So I'll look at it in that standpoint.
If Maria Taylor leaked it, if let's say her people leaked it, because the tape was out there. Apparently there was an edited tape that other people that had been out there before. This one, it had cut out some of these parts to it. If it was found out that Maria Taylor's people leaked it, what would your opinion of her be?
It doesn't matter to me who leaked it. It's a real tape. If you told me that they spliced together to have her say something that's not true.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's real. Yeah. I'm not saying there's anything. No one has denied the validity of the tape or what's on it. If you drop it to the New York Times the weekend before the biggest stage that the league has, that you the company you work for, that you're in a contract negotiation with, like, I'm going to disagree with you on that one. Okay. Again, it doesn't. It doesn't in any way vindicate Rachel Nichols.
Okay, but whoever
dropped it, like the timing of it is more than curious, and I don't think there's another way to do it. There's other ways to do it, and this was not the time or the place. And because I mean, like, look,
could
it's
it
an embarrassment.
Have been the employee who was fired. I mean, or who was disciplined for the tape. I'm just saying. I know there's somebody who, you know, made it public.
Maybe
who has left ESPN, right?
But why wasn't it already previously out? I don't know. It dropped on the 4th of July, and it was an absolute
bombshell. No, it's a bombshell. There's no doubt.
And it took away in many ways from. I mean, I guess it was why you watched. I mean, look, Malik Andrews, she's awesome. So it wasn't like, where's Rachel? You're watching. You know, she's awesome. And I don't think there was much change in anything of what I was watching last night. We did. There was the surprise wasn't the sideline reporter for it. It was that Giannis played and looked healthy. Like he didn't. He had that incredible chase down block. What was your opinion of the series before last night's game? When you were on the Odd Couple, by the way, Rob Parker and Chris Broussard, Odd Couple, 7 to 10 Eastern time. Every night on Fox Sports Radio, 4 to 7. You can also download the podcast. It's really, really popular. Okay, so what was your opinion of the series before the series started?
I picked the Suns because I didn't know. I was like, the run of luck that they've had with stars being injured. I didn't know Giannis was going to play, to be honest, Doug. I thought he wasn't going to play and was surprised that he was playing. He played okay. I mean, he didn't have a huge impact on the game either way. So I said the Suns in 5 or 6 games. I'm sticking with that. I think the Suns are going to win the championship. I don't have that confidence in Milwaukee. I know they got through Atlanta, but Trae Young was hurt, right, and didn't play. So I know they got through Brooklyn, but Kyrie was hurt and James Harden was hobbled. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
And if Kevin and Durant wore side. Too. Size 14 instead of a 17, then the Nets would be in the NBA Finals. I mean,
yeah, I mean, like, I can't, I don't even think we need to get into the whole discussion about how they got here, right, and should they be here, whatever. Just in terms of the series, I think it's going to be a very good series. I think Giannis being healthier, he's still going to be a hard matchup. The big thing is going to be how and do the Bucks adjust, right? Because that's really that's the criticism of Mike Budenholzer. It's not that he's not a good coach. It's that, like, the ability to do what Ty Lue did consistently, which is adjust. I mean, Monty Williams, when he didn't have Chris Paul and they go 2-0 in the Western Conference Finals, it's adjust your lineups, adjust your coverages. And, like, look, I don't think it's crazy to go into a game going, you know, let's make Chris Paul beat us. Like, the best thing Chris Paul does is makes everybody else better, makes everybody else go. Let's make Chris Paul beat. And you know what? One game in, he beat you. You know, he had 32 on 19 shots. He beat you. He sliced you. He diced you. You put a big on him. He was too quick. You forced him to go right. He found a way to go left, even if he got back to his right hand. Like, Chris Paul, he beat you. Now the question is, if you're Mike Budenholzer, are you going to go with the numbers and say, like, I don't think he can beat us four times? Or are you going to change how you guard him and change your lineups? And that's the big challenge, because he is not a guy who is, he doesn't, the crazy thing is there's not a lot of in-game changes. And then even between games, the changes are usually subtle. He doesn't pull the drastic, whereas a lot of these other guys go with the drastic changes.
Yeah, I get that. I just, when you say you think this is a good series,
yes,
that's with or without Giannis? You really
think No. With Giannis, okay. I think it'll be a
okay.
very good series.
So before this, before you knew he was playing, what did you think of this series?
I thought he was playing anyway.
Oh, you
I
did? Okay, so I'm the one who was in the dark.
I had a little bit of help, but not a ton of help. It was just more like, when they say hyperextended knee, and
it just didn't look good on the video, you know, when I saw it.
Right. So. But it didn't look like it buckled. It looked like it bent a little bit the wrong way, but it didn't look like absolutely positively that's a torn ACL or meniscus or whatever. And I couldn't tell. When you hear no structural damage, they're telling you it's just going to be about, you know, swelling and when does he feel right. So that's what I thought it'd be a good series. I picked the Bucks only in that the reason the Lakers felt like they were a good matchup against the Suns was the Suns' front line. You know, you got Ayton, who is more of a traditional center, though he's shown he can guard some out in the floor. And then, you know, who's the other big? You know, is it Jay Crowder, right? So how do you match up when your two best players are your two big players, which is what the Lakers had? You had LeBron, you had Anthony Davis. They like that matchup. And I would say that on some level, that's exactly what the Bucks like about it. The problem is, I don't think Drew Holiday played great. Mm-hmm. The problem was
obviously
they let Chris
play better.
They and Giannis couldn't play better, and they didn't play that starting lineup together a bunch. And then I think they need to look at playing small more often. And that comes down to, can they hide Bryn Forbes on defense, because he gives them something on offense that nobody else gives them, which is outright deep shooting.
Okay. I'd be surprised if the Bucks win this, but then again, I'm surprised where they are, but things have worked out for them, and I don't want to, like you said, we're not going to get into figuring out, and Budenholzer, as the coach, where are you on him? You know about coaching, you coach some teams, you know, he gets a lot of criticism. I remember it looked like he was a goner after they lost by, what, 49 or 39 to the Nets. You remember that? I mean,
I think he was being ripped apart.
Yes. Is he a good coach?
I think he's a good coach. It's like baseball, okay? Here's the baseball analogy. Okay. There are guys that are great regular season managers,
yes.
But in the playoffs, it's like, the playoffs are a completely different challenge, right? It's about matchups. It's about what the computer says, but it's also about feel. And some guys have it and some guys don't, right? They keep going out there and like, what are you doing? You know, some guys have feel and some guys don't. I think for Bud, the criticism of him is that while he's really consistent and that works in the regular season, in the postseason, it is about adjustments, and his adjustments are subtle at best. He's kind of that old school, we do what we do, and if we do what we do well. Like last night, he's like, well, Chris Paul's a good player, so that's why they lost. Like, no, or you kind of helped him out with your coverage. So what do I think? I think that last night played right into that narrative of Bud's not great at adjusting to different personnel. It takes him a long time to do so. Look, the game where Giannis got hurt, remember the game where Giannis got hurt against Atlanta? Was that game four? Okay, he tweaks his knee. It looks like he tore his ACL, right? That's what everybody's holding their breath. Reggie Miller's going like, well, if he can walk on it, maybe that, like, no, Reg, that's not how we judge MCA. Oh, but anyway, like, we're all holding our breath. So they get back to playing, and all of a sudden, Atlanta hits a three, and they got great energy. And then they hit another, and then, you know, Milwaukee misses a bunny. They come down, they hit another three. Like, right then and there, you call timeout. All right, hey, fellas, let's catch our breath.
Right, hey, hello, you got a million. Stop it, right.
He waited till like a 10-0 run, and then he finally calls timeout. I just think he's a little slow to react and to fix things. Instead, he falls back on the, hey, if we do what we do well, then it does, nothing else is going to matter.
And we saw on the other flip side of a guy who some people didn't think was a good coach, who made a lot of adjustments in the playoffs.
Who's that?
Ty Lue. I thought Ty Lue did a great job.
Who didn't
job.
Think he was a good coach?
Some people like because he had LeBron and he won the championship. Some I mean, just like the casual people just think, wow, if you had LeBron James, I could win a championship too. I thought he did a great job with the Clippers.
No, he was fantastic with the Clippers. And Monty Williams has been fantastic. Fantastic with the Suns. Like, there's been some really I feel like in the NBA, coaching does get, because it is a lot like baseball, where in the regular season you're managing minutes and managing personalities and trying to get consistency and trying to get everything to work together. In the playoffs, it's about how do we match up? How do we find a way to win this game? Then how do we win the next game? Then how do we win the next game? Nothing else matters. And there are guys that can do the matchup thing, but they can't get to the postseason to do it or put themselves in position. There are guys that can do the managing of egos and personalities, but then they can't do the in-game stuff. I think Monty can do it both. I think Ty Lue can do it both. And I think there's a pretty sound argument. I think Bud has shown the ability in the regular season in Atlanta, in Milwaukee, to do an excellent job. And they're pretty consistent, but the slowness of adjustments is, or lack thereof, can be a little alarming. All right, could these finals bring disaster ratings to the NBA? And does it matter? Does it matter? We'll discuss. Frank Isola is going to join us around the corner.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show rolls on. Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes. Frank Isola has worked in the newspaper business so long that even he remembers Rob Parker back in the day. They were scribes back when they actually wrote things by hand. And did you do that? Did you always do the recorder thing, or did you do the shorthand notes thing?
Started out with just a pad and then added the recorder. I've been, you know, in the business for 35 years. So when I first started out, Doug, excuse me, even like sending in your story was difficult. We wrote on these Tandy laptops where you could only see about six or eight lines of your story. It was, and then you would have to plug into a phone line. So I've sent stories from McDonald's, from the airport service desk, from pulling over to a gas station and begging the store owner to let me use his phone line. It was incredible, like where I filed stories from.
Yeah, now you can record a podcast from anywhere,
so
right? On a Zoom.
Yes.
You can literally be face to face with anybody anywhere in the world.
It's incredible. And I've known Frank forever. Obviously we worked in New York together, and he's a fantastic NBA reporter.
I absolutely agree. We disagree in the Shakira Richardson that she shouldn't run, right? I'm trying to think. There aren't any major points of disagreement today.
Well,
I don't think.
Today, you're with Ohtani. You would pick Ohtani to start your team, and I would take Tatis Jr. So that's
that's not what I'm willing to go to the mattresses for. Like, I know right.
I mean, it's right. You're emotional,
but it's splitting. They're two great players splitting hairs.
Yeah.
But you asked my opinion on Mike Budenholzer. What's yours?
Yeah, I mean, I asked yours. I don't think he's that great, but I'm not a coach, so that's why I think your opinion is even better, because you've done it and you've coached kids, you know what I mean, and you have a team or whatever. So I'm just always interested. As a guy who's covered the NBA since 1987, I think he's just okay. You know, he's not a terrible coach, but there's times I think, what is he doing?
Frank Isola joins us, Sirius XM NBA Radio. You can also see him on Around the Horn at the Frank Isola. Frank! I said that Bud, the criticism of Bud, which is fair, is that he's kind of a little bit of that old school, we do it well, and they adjust to us. He's just not quick to adjust in terms of lineups at times and in terms of coverages. They will make some subtle adjustments, but not... He won't just change things the way that a Ty Lue would just change things. Now, it's worked to a certain level, but hasn't worked in the playoffs. Is that a fair way of describing what people in the NBA say about Mike Budenholzer?
I think it's fair. And Doug and Rob, how you guys doing? You know,
doing great.
If you look at the Nets series, it didn't seem like Brook Lopez should ever be out then. If you go back to Game 5, when they just kept running that high screen and roll with, you know, Durant basically started taking the ball up. And then he was a lot of times isolated on Brook Lopez, and Lopez just couldn't keep up. Yet in game seven, Lopez did have the block shot on Kevin Durant with the game tied at 111. And that's when Joe Harris had missed the three. Chris Middleton came down, hit the basket, which ended up being the one that won the series to them. And then Brook Lopez had some good moments. I think you talk to people that have worked with Mike Budenholzer, they say that he does make a lot of in-game adjustments. Maybe not dramatic things where he's changing the starting lineup and things like that, but he does make adjustments. But last night, and even the guys on the telecast were saying, you know, at some point, you got to do something. It's just not working. They keep getting, you know, Brook Lopez caught in isolation, and they were completely exploiting him on the pick and roll. But if you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, their history, and it's not a good one, but I think it's five of the last six playoff series they've been in. They have lost game one. And the one that they won against Miami, which was about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, they didn't really play that well even in that game. So they've been slow starters. So maybe it kind of takes them a game or two to really get an adjustment.
What did you think of how Giannis looked?
I thought he looked really well. You know, I thought they did a good job last night on the pregame. I guess Stephen A. and Michael Wilbon were probably on, and they were showing him warming up. And, you know, we've all been to NBA games. We've seen guys work out. He looked like he was going through, you know, the typical workout before you're going to play. And I know they kept it kind of close to the vest before the game. But we also know the way Giannis is. You know, you're at the NBA Finals. I don't think he would go out there if he felt he was going to hurt the team. I thought he was pretty aggressive early. I was cringing every time he jumped because you're worried about him. But think about where we are. You know, 2 years ago when the finals started, the big thing was, will Kevin Durant come back from injury and play? Well, he did that. And, you know, this finals begins with everyone wondering whether or not Giannis is going to play, what game he'll come back. And I thought, you know, all things considered, I thought he was pretty good. He still, you know, he set 17 rebounds, and he was 7 for 12 from the free throw line, which I got to be honest with you, I think I might take the rest of the series if he can, you know, miss only 5 out of 12.
How about the Suns, Frank? I said that their championship run is fugazi. Only because of, and I know they were the second team, best team in the West record-wise, but they've had an unbelievable amount of breaks and not had to face some of the best players. And they'll win a championship. I think they'll win, and, you know, and it'll count. And I'm not an asterisk guy, but what do you think of just about the path that the Suns have taken?
Yeah, I think luck factors into everything. I think the Milwaukee Bucks caught huge breaks because James Harden got hurt 43 seconds into game one, and then Kyrie Irving went down in game three. So I think if everybody had been healthy across the board, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, I think the Nets were the best team, but it doesn't always work out like that. And that's why when you have these chances, you have to take them. And I felt a couple of years ago, Milwaukee had a great chance, you know, when they were up 2-0 on Toronto, and they probably weren't going to play the Warriors with Kevin Durant, and they blew it. Just like 2 years ago, Damian Lillard and Portland got to play in a Western Conference Finals where they didn't have to play Kevin Durant. They didn't take advantage of it. You know, Monty Williams, I got to cover him when he first came to New York, and Monty's a very serious, like, no-nonsense guy. And we all know what Chris Paul is all about. He's no-nonsense, very serious. He's nasty in a good way. He's going to work the refs. He knows how to push his teammates. So, to me, that franchise went from being kind of a country club to, like, this stable, like, legitimate franchise. And I think the head coach and the point guard have a lot to do with it. And think about those young players, man. They got all, you know, they got two of them in the same draft, Aiden and Mikal Bridges. And Devin Booker was a backup on Kentucky. So if everybody wants to kill somebody, let's call up our buddy John Calipari and ask him why he was bringing Devin Booker in off the bench. So they've done a great job kind of building the team. It's going to be a legitimate championship because they did go through LeBron, and they're playing a terrific team in Milwaukee. And you know what? 10, 20 years from now, it's just like Tim Duncan's first title with
correct. Nobody Antonio. Remembers.
It's a 50-game season. Nobody really makes that big a deal of it anymore.
No, nobody remembers. And like Toronto is probably the ultimate one, right? Where basically everybody outside of Steph got hurt, and it still took them 6 games to vanquish the Warriors, but nobody really cares.
Well, Steph missed that shot that could have forced a game 7, if you remember, at the end of the game, but that's another story.
Right, but again, just all anybody remembers is Toronto won the championship that year, right? Kawhi Leonard, Toronto won the championship.
I do. Frank, I do have another question from, does Giannis win no matter what, whether they win the championship or not? And what I mean by that is he decided to stay at the small market, not force his way out of Milwaukee, not go join some super team or whatever. And he's in the NBA Finals. People, I remember when he signed, oh, what a mistake. He'll never win a title. It was dumb. Why would you stay in Milwaukee? You know, all the young NBA heads who just want guys to go team up with each other. and that's it. Does Giannis, he prove you can get to the championship without a super team or without being in a big market?
No, I think there's a lot of truth to that, and I also thought they caught some breaks. They did a great job with Chris Middleton, a former second-round pick, and obviously they made the big, bold move to go out and get Jrue Holiday, and they gave up a lot to get him. But Giannis, you know, it's hard not to like him. I've gotten to know him really well since he came into the league as a rookie. It's a guy who's come from nothing. He's a self-made player. He still has a long way to go. And you could make the case, obviously, late in games, they're better off with the ball in Chris Middleton's hands. Yet, probably the biggest basket of Giannis's career was when he backed down Kevin Durant in the final minute of Game 7 in overtime. And, you know, they were down two, and he was in a position where he can get fouled. And if he gets fouled, he's got to go to the free throw line. So while Ben Simmons doesn't want the ball late in the game, doesn't want to go anywhere near the paint because he might get fouled, Giannis isn't worried about that. And what you love about Giannis is, you know, last night, you know, the fans are counting while he's at the free throw line. He gets asked about it after the game. He answers the question. He doesn't cite mental health. He doesn't cite, you know, the fans are out of control. He just, like, takes it. Like, to me, like, he's a legitimate tough guy. Maybe he's not throwing punches on the court, but I think he's just a mentally tough player. It's so easy to like him. And that's why, you know, I hope it works out for him. Either way, you know, Chris Paul's going to get his title or Giannis is going to get it. So either way, it's going to be a pretty good story. But I'm happy for him because he got his money. He likes it in Milwaukee. They caught some breaks. I think the Nets series, they caught a break. And here they are, four wins from a title.
Frank, I'm interested in the rest of the league. Okay, so the Portland hire, it didn't go over great in terms of the press conference and the other stuff about Chauncey that I hadn't even known.
But I have an issue in, and I just look at it this way. If he's good enough or he was cleared to be a assistant coach in the NBA and be up for the Cleveland Cavaliers GM job and all that, then you can't, like, now all of a sudden say he shouldn't be get that job.
Rob, he played for, like, seven teams, and that was okay.
Right.
Like you said, he almost got to run the entire department of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Right, he's been assistant coach. He worked at ESPN, but this is the one job where we're going to draw the line.
Right.
He can't get it. And Doug is 100% right. They didn't win the press conference. But guess what? The Yankees didn't win the press conference when they hired Joe Torre. And I think a lot of times organizations get into trouble where they want to make, you know, the big splashy hire, and it's a big name. It's not about that. It's whether or not the guy can do the job. And I think people who know Chauncey Billups know that he's a very smart guy. He's obviously a great leader. What that leads to, we don't know. But that's why I can't, like, if you're Portland, and I think on a national scale, I don't think the story had a lot of traction. I think locally in Portland, it is certainly.
Well, you have to take into context all the other factors, right? It's Portland, which is, right, you know, over the last year has been a city where has been as like left leaning as you possibly see. That's part of it. Part of it is there's an owner or an acting owner who she apparently was in love with the idea of having Becky Hammon as her coach. And I think that's really what this is about how can you give a job to this guy, considering, you know, what he was accused of over 20 years ago, when there's a perfectly viable candidate who was on an NBA bench and she interviewed and people liked her. And there's just a lot more to it. Okay, so the reason he got the job is, one, everybody thinks Chauncey's a bright guy. He kind of similarly serious, focused, culture guy. Totally get it. But also it's, can he keep Damian Lillard on board, right? Like, that's really it. I mean, I saw David Fizdale's now on the front of the bench with the Lakers. Why do you think that's going to happen? Well, because he's got a great relationship with LeBron James. Like, that is first, you got to keep the most important people on your team happy. But what else can they do in Portland to keep Damian Lillard happy?
Yeah, they're going to have to make, you know, obviously some moves. And I, you know, you guys saw that cryptic tweet. I guess it was an Instagram post from Damian Lillard the other day. And in the background, I think it was a WNBA game, but it was clearly purple and gold behind him. You know, I like Damian Lillard. I would take him on my team in a second. I don't really like the way that he's handled this whole thing. I think he's facing a lot of heat from the fans because he endorsed first Jason Kidd and then Chauncey Billups. So some fans gave him criticism. He's all bent out of shape about this. But here's my thing about Damian Lillard. You know, Damian Lillard, again, played for Portland, got swept by the Warriors, his hometown team, Steph Curry, no Kevin Durant. And, like, nobody really brings that up. You think about other stars in the league, when they lose, they hear about it nonstop. So in a lot of ways, Damian Lillard should be happy that people always regard him as a great player. He's a rapper. He's this. Oh, poor Damian Lillard. Yet in the moment of truth, and again, I'll take him on my team tomorrow if I could. Sure. The biggest series of his life, he could not take a game off of the Warriors without Kevin Durant.
No, it's fair. It's actually the benefit of when you play in a smaller market,
yep.
Right? Where, you know, if things go bad, it's never your fault. And if
you don't have anybody around,
if things go good, can you believe what
yep.
you've been able to do? And, you know, then if you go to one of those kind of sort of super teams, I guess here's my question, guys. If you're one of these older players, does the Chris Paul going to a young team energize you to do that? Because traditionally what happens is these guys, they don't get together until they're 30 years old, right? And as we saw yep. with the Nets, you get to that age and pieces break down. And then the rest of the team is all made up of older veteran guys who may or may not have it, like a Marc Gasol, right? I mean, he just had nothing left in the tank. And you're kind of scrounging the bottom of the barrel. Or are you better off, instead of doing that, joining one of these young teams that have depth and talent? They just don't have any experience in doing it, and you can be the alpha and the leader. I think that's what Jimmy Butler did in Miami. It didn't work yep. when he tried to do it in Philadelphia.
And think about it. If Chris Paul had gone to the Utah Jazz, think about how that could have changed them. And, you know, last year I had heard, you know, some scuttlebutt. Leon Rose obviously represented Chris Paul for a long time. The Knicks tried to get him 10 years ago. And I heard the Knicks were going to do everything they could to get Chris Paul. I remember tweeting it out, and a lot of the Knicks fans, oh, what do we want this old guy for? It's the last thing we need. Now, I'm not saying the Knicks would have made it to the finals, but the Knicks would have been a lot better with Chris Paul. Chris Paul has managed to stay relatively healthy. And again, that leadership that he brings to a young team. But they also have guys that fall in line. You know, Mikal Bridges played at Villanova. You know, he was well coached. He's a terrific role player, just like a lot of the Villanova guys are that enter the NBA. DeAndre Ayton, I think, is a lot better than a lot of people thought, maybe because of Luka Doncic got off to the great starts, or, well, would you draft DeAndre Ayton first overall? And Devin Booker, who, you know, when he first came into the league, it seemed like he was more concerned about scoring 70 points in a loss and taking a picture of a piece of paper with the number 70 on it than he was about winning. But that dude's a winning player, man. Like, he does things to help his team win. He played with that broken nose. So Chris Paul walked into a terrific situation with solid, you know, young players, including an all-star in Booker and a soon-to-be all-star in DeAndre Ayton.
Frank, do you think, it's a question for both you guys. Do you think LeBron gets back to the championship level?
You go first, Rob.
No way, no how. How about that? I'm going to step out there. No, I don't think so. I don't think that they have room to add the kind of player that they need, and I don't think that they can always count on Anthony Davis. To me, the championship year in the bubble with the four-month layoff was the only year he really was able to stay healthy. That was an anomaly. Most of the time, this guy gets hurt. It's just, if you look at his career, so I'm saying no, they don't get back.
I hate to agree with the guy from Queens, New York, but I think he's right. And, you know, I always say that Anthony Davis averages like three grimaces a game. Like, he falls, and you think, oh, my God, this is it for him. And you just feel that LeBron, when he sees Anthony Davis stop playing, it's almost as if LeBron is thinking, dude, I'm the one that should be missing games. I've played a million playoff games, a million minutes. You need to carry the team. Then we'll get to the playoffs, and then I could do my thing. So I tend to agree with Rob, because I think unless they can go out and make some kind of bold move, and maybe they could use Dennis Schroeder, you know, in a sign and trade to get a player. I'm sure they're going to try to go after Damian Lillard, you know, something to that degree. But they're going to have to make a big-time move to get better.
Yeah, I don't. And for even LeBron himself, like, he's still effective, but his ability to dominate a game physically is just, it's not there nearly as often as it used to be. Nor should it be at this stage in his career.
Could I squeeze one more in, Frank? The Knicks, have they reached their ceiling, and what is really available to them? I mean, there are no big-time free agents, you know, to sign or anything. Where do the Knicks go from here other than home dinner and a show?
Yeah, I think Tom Thibodeau's probably thinking, you know what, I blew it getting the number 4 seed this year, because now the expectations are going to be through the roof.
Yes.
And you're right. You know how it is in New York, Rob. It's always going to be, you know, they're always going to shoot for the stars. LeBron James, he's going to come. It's going to be Kevin Durant. And then 2 summers ago, it was going to be Giannis, of course. He's going to want to come to New York, where in Astoria, Queens, is the biggest Greek population in the United States.
Yes.
But those guys were all signing those contracts. They're going to have to get creative. They're going to have to make a trade. That's one of the reasons why some people in the organization wanted to sign Gordon Hayward, because those types of free agents don't become available all the time. And when you have a chance to get one, you want to get that player. They didn't really make a legitimate, you know, run at him. And you look at Gallinari got signed by Atlanta, even Bogdanovich. Maybe if the Knicks had tried to get, you know, one of those guys, it would have helped, because they're definitely going to need shooting. And if you go back to a couple of years ago, you know, they drafted Kevin Knox right ahead of Mikal Bridges. I'm not saying that Mikal Bridges, you know, is Michael Jordan, but it's a better player. He's a better player than Kevin Knox. They have to do a little bit better in the draft as well.
No, I mean, I think Knox was one of those super young guys, a lot like Devin Booker. I think he was the youngest player in the draft that year. And they you know, and I also think that Mikal Bridges is great, but he's great because he's being used in the perfect way, right? Like,
yeah.
They're not saying, hey, dude, we need to, you go get us 30 a night. Like, no. Stand over there in the corner, make shots, slash occasionally, and guard the hell out of people. And that's what he does. And so he doesn't, that was his role in college. That's his role here. He's tremendous at it.
Let me ask you guys this. You could draft Ayton, Doncic, and Trae Young. Which way would you go right now? If you're starting a team, you're still going to go Luka first, right?
Yes.
I think so. I think it would be
I don't think it's close.
Not to take him.
I don't think
him.
It's particularly close.
He can't beat the Clippers in the playoffs, but I still would take him.
Yeah. How about the fact that he's accomplished what he's accomplished thus far? Not necessarily on a team standpoint, but he's, as a player, he's got all the skills. He goes and plays for his national team, and they had to qualify to go in the Olympics. Yet Ben Simmons, who could work on his game, decides not to play for his national team against, you know, tough competition. Now, granted, he was hanging out at Wimbledon with Maya Jama, who's got the greatest name of any model in history. But, like, what does that tell you? Like, Luka loves to play, and you look at Ben Simmons. Why wouldn't you want to play in the Olympics? You might play the United States in, like, the medal round. That's not a big deal.
Correct. He should be playing, working on his game, and he's not. But again, like, look, you talked about Anthony Davis and him not keeping his body together. Talking about Ben Simmons and not wanting to play. They're both rep by Clutch Sports. They just are. And, like, I get they've done an amazing job building a business, but the way to sustain that business is you got to not just be, like, if you're going to be the advocate for the player, occasionally you got to be able to pull that player aside and go, like, hey, dude, you guys need to, Anthony Davis needs to work on his body. It should not be breaking down like this. And Ben Simmons needs to be playing hoop, because that's not, what's that LeBron says, keeping the main thing the main thing.
And I heard that they are working on Ben Simmons, that they really are trying to push him. I think that, you know, I don't know if they're disappointed that he decided not to play in the Olympics. I think it's a huge mistake. You can't
huge
say,
mistake.
I want to work on my skill set. Well, your skill set would be training with the national team, playing in actual games.
Correct. Correct. Completely agree. Frank Isola, Sirius XM NBA Radio.
Frank,
you can see him
my man.
All around the world. Frank, we'll see you, bud.
All right, boys. Take care.
Yep.
Will the Bucks bounce back in game two? Our finals discussion continues next on the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker in for Dan the Danette. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Rob, you told me you were proud of something. What are you proud of?
Yeah.
Roger and
proud,
Zap,
man.
Yeah.
I've been informed that I'm going into my high school Hall of Fame, Martin Van Buren High School in Queens Village, New York. And what a proud moment for me, Doug.
What high school?
You know, Martin Van Buren High School. And I'm going in. When I was in high school, I started an all sports newspaper, which was before the National Doug started.
Yeah.
I came up with an idea of an all-sports newspaper that would come out every month on time in high school. I actually wrote a letter to all the newspaper publishers in New York asking for money to help start the paper.
Yep.
Because my principal said, hey, we don't have money. The kids are only going to throw it on the ground. He, like, discouraged me from doing it. And guess who sent me a check to start my all-sports newspaper, which was called Sportsline back in the day? None other than I addressed a letter to Rupert Murdoch, the publisher of the New York Post, and I got a check from the New York Post to start my newspaper.
How about that?
Is that an unbelievable story?
What was it called?
Sportsline, because the high school newspaper was called the B-Line, because our nicknames were is the VBs.
So when there used to be Sportsline USA, did they give you any royalties?
No, they did not.
And then CBS bought it. It was CBS Sportsline. Did CBS pay you any royalties?
No, we didn't.
And then you had a barbershop. You had a barbershop show before LeBron had a barbershop
show.
Yes,
I did.
Did he pay you any royalties?
No, he did not. Called Shop Talk, that was on TV in Detroit way, way, way before LeBron's show. But it doesn't matter. My point is, it came out of nowhere. I'm thrilled. I'm going to be inducted in September. And a couple of names of high school, only 12 people are in the High School Hall of Fame. That's Donnie cool. Deutsch, you know that name, right? Donnie Deutsch from advertising, and he was on the Today Show. He did
sure.
television. Yep. Madeline Kahn, the actress, who's in a lot of funny movies, right?
Just keep going. Keep firing up names.
And the last one, Bowser from Sha Na Na, a 50s kind of group. So those are the three people I think of. There are other people who are way smarter who got Nobel Prize winners and stuff like that. But those
Wait, there's a Nobel Prize winner? That seems like that would be the Nobel Prize winner went to Martin Van Buren High School?
Yes, there's a couple. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard. People won't recognize them. Those are the names they would recognize. But I'm thrilled.
Okay, real quick. Aaron Rodgers, not much to say during the match yesterday. Do you think he's there first day of training camp?
Yes, he will be there.
I agree. I thought it was funny. N'Keal Harry wants to be traded for the Patriots. Patriots probably love to trade N'Keal Harry. They just trying to get something back in return. But I agree with you. I think it just there's an inevitability for Aaron Rodgers ending up with the Green Bay Packers. Will they rework a deal? Will they find a way to reconcile? Or will they just play this whole circus again as soon as the season's over? That's the only thing that'll be interesting to find out. Okay, then you have the NBA. Did what you see last night change in any way your thoughts of the series?
No, I picked the Suns. My only question is whether or not people will embrace this series as it goes on and what the numbers. Obviously, they won't be as bad as they were a year ago with LeBron and Miami. You know, all the ratings were down. I think that was the least watched NBA Finals ever, if I remember correctly, Doug, a year ago. But I don't know. I mean, people want new teams. They say they do, and they want it to be spread around. I'm just not so sure what the numbers will be on this series.
Well, I don't think they'll be very good. But I do think they'll be made better if Milwaukee can bounce back and win game two, which could well happen. I don't think Chris Paul's dropping 34 a night. That's not who he is. So we'll see how much they adjust and how much if Chris Paul can do that night in and night out. Remember, he has played less competitive basketball than any of these other starters because he's had so much time off. The shoulder injury kept him out, and then of course he had COVID, so he looked fresh and rested more so than anybody else. We'll see what the adjustment is. I don't think it rates well, but doesn't matter to me. It's two teams that have survived a crazy season. Right?
I hear you. Now all we can do is watch and enjoy at least for the next four or five games. And that's what we'll do. But I'll be at the Baseball All-Star Game next week. And that's where my focus is on Major League Baseball. Sorry.
It's okay. Enjoy that island. And it's Shohei Ohtani Island. We'll send you mail there as your Fernando Tatis Jr. guy. For Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Well, it's halftime. And the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.